This afternoon, outside the Queensland sugar city of Bundaberg, a very special ceremony will be held at more than two dozen unmarked graves. They're the resting places of South Sea Islanders brought, tricked or simply kidnapped to Queensland in a cheap labour program that began 150 years ago. Many of the men, women and children who arrived in Queensland were treated like slaves, and when they died, they were simply forgotten. However, on Sunnyside Plantation today, they will be remembered, as John Taylor reports.
There are no obvious signs, apart from a couple of markers, that what I'm looking at on this property just outside of Bundaberg is an unmarked gravesite, the final resting place of 29 South Sea Islanders, including a child. Their remains were confirmed by ground-penetrating radar last year, and the area has recently been heritage listed. And it's on the property of former Federal Labor MP Brian Cortis. Now, Brian, these graves, you can see them just from your home's veranda. How do you feel about that?
Well, it's unique. It happened, it's a part of history, and it's important to dedicate this ground, and it was important to heritage list the site, because these people were worked to death, they died in a foreign land, a long way from their families, and it's my intention to make sure that the grave sites are looked after and protected for as long as our family owns Sunnyside.
Now, it is a dark chapter in Queensland's history that 150 years ago, about 63,000 odd South Sea Islanders were brought to Queensland as cheap labour to work in the agricultural industries, often in brutal conditions, sometimes kidnapped or tricked as indentured labourers to work in the emerging agricultural industries. Do you have any idea what life was like for the people that are buried near your home?
It was totally brutal, and the owner of this property was convicted of assaulting South Sea Islanders here. He was convicted of starving them, and that makes it all the more important that we preserve this site. These people were treated appallingly, and 15,000 died out of 63,000 in Queensland, and the rest of them are buried in unmarked graves. So at least this is one place where respect has been given to these people, and today is going to be quite emotional with the ceremony, because it's a culmination of 133 years before they've been given the respect they deserve.
You are an American history buff. Do you see similarities, if you like, between the treatment of slaves in America and what happened to South Sea Islanders brought to Queensland?
Absolutely. The American slaves were treated much better than the South Sea Islanders, mainly because they were purchased and were of value, whereas the South Sea Islanders were brought here for virtually nothing. Most of them were never paid the pittance they were supposed to be paid. And when they died, as did 29 here, they were simply replaced. So they were worse off than the slaves in the United States, far worse off.
Sunnyside Plantation owner Brian Cortis speaking to reporter John Taylor outside Bundaberg.